1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1.
Oh. Did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good afternoon and welcome to the WPIL softball semifinals. Today, the WJPA Sports Network has an all-Washington County showdown featuring a pair of section champions, number 2 seed Chartiers Houston and 3rd seeded Bentworth. Welcome into our Visit Green County pregame show here on WJPA. I'm Bob Gregg. Nate Rigotti producing here at Pleasant Valley Elementary with Ethan Spazarski working the video gear. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. This is the third straight year both teams have reached the WPIL semis. Our winner will take on either number 1 Laurel or number 5 Neshannock next week at Penn West California's Lilly Field. All 4 2A semifinalists have also clinched berths in the state tournament due to begin on June the 1st. Chartiers Houston owns 9 WPIL softball championships, the most recent coming 2 years ago in a win over Union in the 1A final. The Bucks lost in last year's 2A title game to Neshannock. It was Neshannock that kept Bentworth from the 2024 2A championship, the Lancers spoiling the Bearcats' first ever softball championship game appearance. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. Coverage also brought to you by Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committed to helping you through a difficult time. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. And by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPIL championship. Another busy day across the WPIL baseball and softball diamonds before the Memorial Day weekend. We'll take a look at the semifinal schedule. Check those starting lineups for you on the Visit Green County pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, this is attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There are four classes playing semifinals today in softball, two more in baseball, several games already wrapped up. 5A softball, North Hills, a late rally to beat Thomas Jefferson 5-3. North Hills continues their upset run. Beat the 6, beat the 3, beat the 2, and going on for the championship, they'll face either Shaler or Baldwin. And softball and baseball action in the 5A bracket, a noon start over at Joe Mays Field here in Peters Township. Number 10 South Fayette beat Thomas Jefferson 4-3, the final score. Rough day for the Jags on both the baseball and softball diamonds. Our winner will get either Laurel or Neshanic, those two teams playing right now at Mohawk. They're in the top of the third inning. Neshanic 1, Laurel nothing. Laurel is the home team in that game. 1A softball coming up shortly at North Allegheny, Jefferson, Morgan, and Union. And then tonight at 6 o'clock here, number 2 Carmichael's, number 3 West Greene. 4A softball semis today as well. Elizabeth Forward Hampton, that game's underway at Gateway. North Catholic and Blackhawk play the finale tonight at 6 at North Allegheny. And baseball action, 3A semis, Avonworth South Park at Gateway, Riverside Elwood City at Pullman Park, and the other 5A semi over at Joe Mays Field and Peterswood Park, number 8 Montour, number 12 Upper St. Clair. All sense of control lost in that 5A baseball bracket. Your semis, the 8 against the 12 and the 10 against the 3. Fire the baseball committee, that's what I say. Take a look at the starting lineups when we come back on the Visit Greene County pregame show here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
This is Coach Guy Monicalva for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Softball semifinal doubleheader here at Pleasant Valley Elementary here in Peters Township. Been here several times already in this tournament series. I will tell you this, it is significantly warmer than it was a week ago when we were at Trinity for a doubleheader, but it is still overcast, a little breezy up here on top of the hill. If you're coming out, bring a jacket with you. Time to take a look at the Valley View Farms starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors, the Bentworth Bearcats coming in with a record of 19-2. Jack Kramer has penciled this lineup. Pitcher Sydney Gonglick will lead off, followed by center fielder Sophia Gossa and the shortstop Michaela Gonglick. Third baseman Nora Lindley hits fourth, followed by the catcher Zoe McDonald and second baseman Alexa Babarad. First baseman Addison McVicker in the seventh spot, followed by the right fielder Haley Tater and the designated player Lauren Lustig. Flex player is the left fielder Maddie Bonazzoli, not in the batting order. For Chartiers Houston, the number two seeded Bucks coming in at 18-2. A whole bunch of folks felt like the Bucks should have been the one seed, and these two teams in opposite halves of the bracket, but none of those people with those thoughts sat on the WPIL softball committee. Trish Alderson has this lineup to face Gonglick. Center fielder Brooklyn Hess will lead off, followed by the shortstop Lauren Rush and third baseman Kiera Drylak. Second baseman Shauna Riggle hits fourth, followed by the pitcher Taryn Drylak and the designated player Zaylee Fawner. Left fielder Aubrey Randolph in the seventh spot, followed by the catcher Sydney English and the right fielder Mackenzie Schumar. Flex player is the first baseman Jordan Hollenbach. First pitch in today's game. When we come back here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation on NFHS as we wrap up the Visit Green pregame show.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley. We're going to get an early start here to this semifinal matchup. Sydney Gonglick will lead off for Bentworth. Taryn Drylak in the circle. Sydney English catching. Jordan Holland back at first. Shauna Riggle at second. Kiera Drylak at third. Lauren Rush, the shortstop. Right-hander Drylak winds and deals. First pitch flared into right center field. Going to get down. Ball checks up on the turf, but easily into second with a little flare double is Sydney Gonglick. At outfield, left to right, Aubrey Randolph, Brooklyn Hess, and Mackenzie Schumar. And Hess and Schumar sprinted to that ball. They were playing very, very deep, and they sprinted to that. But you could, if we get a look at that ball, when it hit the turf, the spin off the bat made the ball jump kind of sideways. All right. Leadoff double for Sydney Gonglick. Check numbers on Drylak here for you in a moment. Sophia Gossa stands in. Gossa, little check swing roller foul. Drylak making her 20th appearance. The right-hander is 17-2 on the season with a 1.32 earned run average. She's worked 95 and a third innings, 18 earned runs, 71 hits, 29 walks. So about a hit and a walk per inning worked. 139 strikeouts. No balls and a strike. Gossa bunts through a high pitch, and now she's in an 0-2 hole. And that pitch was never over the strike zone. And Gossa chased it. Drylak, 139 Ks in less than 100 innings. Right-hander winds and deals. 0-2 popped up foul in the home plate area. Drifts back out of play. Three seniors in the Bentworth starting lineup, two for Chartiers Houston. Gossa, one of the three for the Bearcats, along with Nora Lindley and Zoe McDonald, who Jack Kramer hopes bat in this first frame. 0-2 pitch to Gossa. Misses way inside. That ball running in to toward the body of Gossa. Lauren Rush at short. Sean Arrigal at second. The middle infielders for the Bucks, the only seniors among their starters. Gonglick at second with a leadoff double. A ball and two strikes to Gossa. That pitch rides up in and hits her. Two on, nobody out. And now Michaela Gonglick to the plate. A conversation with a number of coaches who said they'd never pitched to Sydney Gonglick. And I said, are you going to walk both of them? Because Michaela's hitting 40 points higher than Sid. And has three home runs and 24 RBI. 2-1, nobody out. Michaela Gonglick chases a pitch in the dirt. Catcher English doesn't know where it is. And Sid's going to go second to home. Get a look at this pitch. Pitch was low, I believe. It was a strike. That should have been caught. A two-base pass ball. And Bentworth takes a 1-0 lead. And Sophia Gossa ends up at third base on the play. No balls and a strike to Michaela Gonglick. Shows bunt, chops at it, rolls it foul. She's now in an 0-2 hole. Nate, if you have that pitch again, if we could just run that real quick. If not, that's okay. I said it's a strike. It's a strike because Michaela Gonglick chased it. I think it's actually a ball, but it was not in the turf. It was about shin high, and English just didn't catch it. 0-2 breaking ball runs away. Ball and a strike. First pitch double, hit batter. And two bases for both base runners on a pass ball. English could not find where the ball was. Here's the 1-2. Michaela Gonglick pulls it through the 5-6 hole. RBI single. Bentworth in front 2-0. Three batters into the game. A base hit by Michaela Gonglick, her 25th run batted in of the year. It also statistically makes the Sydney Gonglick run an earned run now. Nora Lindley stands in, 438 average for the senior. Pitch tails inside for ball one. Double hit batter, pass ball, and an RBI single. 2-0 Bentworth. Here in the very early going. Drylack up on top. Pitching rubber. Right-hander deals. Pitch misses in the turf. Two balls and no strikes. Update for you from Mohawk. Laurel batting in the home half of the fourth. That game now tied at one. The Neshiannik Laurel winner and our winner will square off. 2-0, called a strike on the outside edge of the plate. Can't zoom in a little bit here by way of audio. And get a little more from Sam Puglisi if we can. Little flare up the first baseline in foul territory. Holland back, gets over into the coach's box and makes the grab for the first out. That'll bring up Zoe McDonald, third of the senior triplet. Gossa, Lindley, and McDonald. Runner at first. One out here in this first inning. back that down just a little bit. Pitch misses in the turf for a ball. All right. Wasn't too much. Okay. There's a sweet spot right there in that little trim pot. Try to find that. Pitch in for a called strike. And got right there from Sam Puglisi what I was looking for. It's a beautiful thing. As our longtime colleague Bill Duquette would say, gotta love it when a plan comes together. Ball and a strike to Zoe McDonald. Michaela Gong like has 8 steals on the year and is running on this pitch. Slide into second in safely. And I believe we're at 2-1. Yep, outside pitch. And the breakaway base replaced. Gonglick with her 9th stolen base. 25th RBI, 9th stolen base. Ground ball, foul just wide of first. That ball right around that the safety bases. And just outside of that even. Two balls, one strike. Drylack winds and deals. Ball hit in the air in shallow right field. Second baseman gets back, can't make the catch. Michaela Gonglick had the hold in case that ball was caught. Shauna Riggle did everything she could, but just couldn't get there. Base hit for Zoe McDonald puts runners at the corners. A double and 2 singles in the inning, and Dan Alderson going to go to the... Going to go to the circle and talk things over. Give us a chance to jump back up on the top of our list, get a timeout here. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
Manny?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed. Give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Conference breaks up in the circle. Assistant coach Dan Alderson, also athletic director at Short Tears Houston. Alexa Babarad brings a 400 batting average into the batter's box. Taryn Drylack brings a fastball. It's popped up. Foul territory and over into foul off the wrist of Hollenbach. She ended up had room but just couldn't quite make the grab. Ball popped up in foul territory. We'll lose Hollenbach right at the line. And boy, he just didn't quite get it in the glove. Took it off the wrist for a foul ball. Now Drylack going to try to pick her up. Of course, Babarad with the extra life at the plate going to try to cash in. Pitch in for a called strike. An uncontested steal for Zoe McDonald. So now second and third with one out, but an 0-2 count on the batter. Top 6 hitters for Bentworth with 400-plus batting averages, with the exception of the 2 spot. Changeup misses inside for a ball to Babarad. And just to note, the McDonald base hit also makes the Gossa run an earned run. 2-0 Bearcats lead here in the top of the first. Babarad with a pop-up in the infield, caught by shortstop Rush for the second out. And that'll bring up Addison McVicker. A pitch up in the zone, and Babarad got underneath it. 3 hits today. In this inning off of Drylack. And I mentioned she allows about an average of 1 hit walk per inning of work. Pitch to the plate, pop up behind second. Rush goes out. Rush calls for and makes the grab after the trip to the circle. Things settle down, but the Bearcats score 2 runs on 3 hits, leave 2 aboard. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston coming to bat on the WJPA Sports Network. presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Brooklyn Hess, the Chartreuse Houston center fielder, stands in to bat up against Sidney Gonglick. Bentworth Jr. deals. First pitch is bunted to third. Glove by Lindley. One pitch, one out. Throw across the diamond to McVicker to retire Hess on the bunt attempt. Mentioned earlier, talked to several coaches who said they wouldn't pitch to Sid Gonglick. The other thing that coaches say they expected to see today was a challenge at the defense in the regard that we just saw. A bunt attempt at third, trying to make something happen there. Shortstop Lauren Rush hits 576, stands in, swings at the first pitch, a fly ball to right. Coming in is Haley Tater, makes the grab. Two pitches, two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Check the rest of this defense here before it all runs out. Zoe McDonald's catching. Addison McVicker at first. Alexa Babarad at second. Nora Lindley, the third baseman. Michaela Gonglick at short. Maddie Bonazzoli in left. Haley Tater, we just mentioned, in right with that catch. And Sophia Gossa here in front of our broadcast perch in center field. Two out, nobody on for the Bucks. Third baseman Kiera Drylak stands in. First pitch is a fastball high. Gonglick making her 19th appearance. 16-2 record, ERA of 0.99. 106 innings, 31 hits, and 15 walks. That's a half whip. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Good location and great velocity from Gonglick. 106 innings, 15 earned runs, 231 strikeouts. You do the math, that's more than two strikeouts per inning for the right-hander. Fastball fouled off straight back, and the count goes to 1-2. Nishanik and Laurel go to the bottom of the fifth inning, tied at one. Ball and two strikes to the three-hitter, Kiera Drylak. 587 average, team best, five home runs, 38 runs batted in. 1-2, a little something off speed, up and away, fouled off, out of play. Anytime I doing a Bentworth game and I say Laurel, I remember the wild finish at North Allegheny in during 2 years back. when Bentworth won the opportunity to go to the WPIL championship game. Sophia Goss's ball hit into left and Gonglick scoring on it. Ground ball into center field. Two out single for Drylack. And now Shauna Riggle comes to the plate. The old adage in baseball is that great pitching stops great hitting. But every once in a while, the great hitter gets a hit, too. So a runner at first. Drylack has five steals on the year. Riggle standing in. Hit four round trippers. Gonglick's first pitch. Riggle checks off. Takes a pitch for a called strike. Sam Puglisi, the home plate umpire. Ken Thomas handling things on the first base side. And Tim Mahoney is the umpire currently stationed behind second base. A one pitch up and away. Evens the count at 1-1. Second game of the twin bill here at Pleasant Valley. This is an all-green, all-Washington County showdown. We have an all-green county showdown again as Carmichael's and West Green square off the 2-3 seeds, just like our game here in the 2A bracket. Ball and a strike from Gonglick. Foul ball going to find its way over the concession and restroom facility here at Pleasant Valley Elementary, up on top of the hill. If you want to know where that is, the old Peters Township High School. Pleasant Valley Elementary up on the hill behind that, and this field up behind the elementary. One ball, two strikes. Gonglick's pitch to the plate. Check swing. They're going to appeal, and the ruling is no swing. 2-2 the count with two out. A runner at first. First two batters retired, each on one pitch. Bunt out to third. A fly out to right. Got Hess and Rush in the book. Drylack battling at bat. Singled up the middle. And now battling is Shauna Riggle. Stays alive with that 2-2 fastball fouled off and out of play. Signal communicated to Zoe McDonald and to Sydney Gonglick. The battery is ready. The batter is ready. And another 2-2 runs down and in. Fills the count 3-2. Gonglick walks one batter about every 6.5 innings of work. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch to the plate, swing a fouled back. That one got Sam Puglisi and rattled the cage. Check the glasses. And the, you know, that group of three there in the home plate area, you know, the pitcher or the batter, the catcher, and the umpire, only one of them has an offensive weapon. And sometimes they wreak havoc on the two who are just defending themselves. Foul ball right into the mask of home plate umpire Puglisi. Gonglick walked to the top of the circle after McDonald had left a little chat there. The right-hander to bring a payoff pitch. Here it comes. Misses low. Ball four. Two on and two out. Taryn Drylack comes up. Drylack, a 500-plus hitter. A couple of home runs. 31 runs batted in on the season. Patient at bat there from Shauna Riggle. Behind in the count early on and works a walk. Moves Kier Drylack to second. First pitch to Taryn Drylack, fouled off straight back. Bentworth with two runs. And they had those two across after three batters. Now, Chartiers Houston with runners at the first and second with two out here in the bottom of the first. LSU commit, winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Pitch up above the letters. Chased by Taryn Drylak. And now she's in an 0-2 hole. Neshanic and Laurel go to the sixth, tied at one. Winner of that game, winner of our game, play for the WPIL Championship. The losers will play next week as well to determine seeding. All four have already clinched state tournament berths. 0-2, just above the letters. Pitch may have tailed in just a hair. Everybody ready to go. Ball popped up. Third base side. Lindley going over near the fence and overran it. One for each team now. Foul pop up. Not caught. The ball stayed in play, but again, Lindley overran it. Tried to reach back. And couldn't make the grab. Bucks couldn't take advantage of their extra opportunity. The Bearcats couldn't in the top of the first. Can Taryn Drylak take advantage here in the bottom of the first? A ball and two strikes. Runners on their bases. Gonglick deals. Ball popped up. This is in the infield. Shortstop Michaela Gonglick calls it. Little snow cone, but makes the catch. Chartiers Houston gets no runs on a hit, a walk, and two left on. We go to the second. Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Top of the second inning, bottom of the Bentworth batting order, 8-9-1. Tater Lustick, and then back to Sydney Gonglick. A couple of score updates for you. Bottom of the first at North Allegheny Union with three runs on the board already, leading Jeff Morgan 3-1. First pitch to the Bentworth right fielder, misses outside for ball one. And Union up now 4-1 in the first inning there. Neshanic with a three spot and still batting in the top of the sixth, leading Laurel, the number one seed, by a 4-1 count. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch goes to the backstop. Softball final earlier today, North Hills, the 11 seed, continuing an upset run through the bracket, beat the number two Thomas Jefferson Jags 5-3. Late rally there for North Hills. 2-0 swing and a miss. Lean back on the shoulders there by Tater. I don't know if that pitch started at her a little bit to get her to lean that way, but Drylak with a good hard fastball. Two balls and a strike. Pitch to the plate. Tater fouls it off over the third base dugout. And now the count even up at 2-2. Haley Tater batting 208. Does not have a home run, driven in six runs on the season. Great to have you along here on WJPA. And on the NFHS Network. 2-2 misses low and away. Fills the count at 3-2. And at the TJ North Hills game, TJ scored three times in the bottom of the sixth. North Hills scored two in the, bottom of the fifth. Payoff pitch, misses high, ball four. First walk of the day allowed by Taryn Drylack. And the 30th walk of the season. And Lauren Lustig comes to the plate. Just to finish that, TJ three in the bottom of the fifth. North Hills two in the top of the sixth, and then three more in the seventh. Bunt is down, fielded by third baseman Drylack. Throw across to a Riggle covering. The sacrifice complete. Tater up to second base, back to the top of the order. Fundamental softball both ways. And the Bucks are going to walk Sidney Gonglick intentionally. Second walk of the game and the inning. Sophia Gossa stands in now with two on and one out. First pitch to Gossa. Strike called. And certainly the recognition by Trisha Alderson, of course, Casey Alderson, the Alderson's daughter, when her junior and senior years, many times there were pitches that she didn't get to look at. Little flare to the shortstop. Out call at first. So Gossa on the ground out advances the runners. A bang, bang play at first. That ball just got past Drylack in the circle. Whoa. So two out, and now Michaela Gonglick intentionally walked. So the bases are loaded with two out to Nora Lindley. Tater at third, Sydney Gonglick at second, Michaela Gonglick at first. Nora Lindley fouled out her first time up. Swings and misses. And now Marty Gonglick going to talk with Lindley. Take offensive conference, one per inning. And Union has added another run. The Scotties leading Jefferson Morgan. I think it's 6-1 now. It is. Bottom of the first inning. That's in the 1A bracket. That winner will get the Carmichael's West Green winner. 0-1 pitch. Lindley takes that low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Taryn Drylack trying to work through a leadoff walk, a sacrifice, a couple of intentional walks, and a ground out trying to get out of this. Gave up two in the first, trying not to give up anything here in the second. Lindley takes off speed low. Great speed on the bases for Bentworth. As you can hear, breeze picking up here up on top of the hill. Crowd filing in still for this game and the 1A game coming up next. Comes the 2-1 pitch. Misses high and away. Ball three. And now for Drylack. Nowhere to put Lindley. And that because of the coach's decision to walk both Gonglick sisters. Three balls, one strike. Drylack winds and deals. Pitch runs on the inside edge of the plate for a called strike. And now the runners will break with the pitch. You can't leave before it leaves the hand. 3-2, swing and a miss. And Drylak slams the door on Bentworth. The Bearcats get three walks in the inning and leave three stranded. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Saley Fawner, the Bucks' designated player, leads off the second. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Bentworth scored two in the first, left two runners aboard, got three walks in the second inning, but left three runners on base. 2-0, Bentworth leading Chartiers Houston, the 2-3 matchup in the 2A bracket. Pitch to Fawner's popped up. Sidney Gonglick in the circle calls for and makes the catch. That'll bring up left fielder Aubrey Randolph. Gonglick never did get comfortable underneath that pop-up, but got it in the glove for the first out. Nishanik leading Laurel 4-1. The Spartans batting in the home half of the sixth inning. Winner there. And our winner play next week for the championship. Batters Aubrey Randolph tripled to open the seventh inning in the opening round against Wash High, the 2-15 matchup. Randolph tripled to open the seventh and scored on a sac fly. First pitch in for a called strike. Randolph hitting 306 on the season. Check swing. Pitch misses high for a ball. And now Nishanik and Laurel go to the seventh inning with the five-seed Lancers leading the Scotties 4-1. Gonglick winds and deals. Ball fouled off straight back. One and two the count. First inning, first two batters retired on a single pitch each. And a single and a walk pop out to short end of the Bucks first. Saley Fawner popped up to the circle to open this second inning. Now a ball and two strikes to Aubrey Randolph. The right-hander delivers and misses low and away. Overcast, breezy, but so far dry since we got set up here at Pleasant Valley somewhere around noon. Fastball in on the inside edge of the plate. Called a strike. First strikeout of the game for Sidney Gonglick. Two out in the inning, and now Sidney English comes to the plate. English, a 231 hitter. Bucks catcher. Gonglick, right foot on the pitching rubber, left foot back behind, now rocks back, forward and delivers, English with a pop-up to Michaela Gonglick at short, and the side is retired. Three up, three down, go the Bucks. We played two. It's Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Get your name out there with Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print & Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print & Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional, the Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Top of the third, middle part of the Bentworth batting order. Catcher Zoe McDonald stands in. Donald with a base hit in that two-run first inning, though. That base hit just gave the Bearcats an opportunity to try to score more. They did not. Speaking of scoring more, that's what Neshanic is doing on the one-seed Union. It's now 5-1 Neshanic. Pitch misses high and away for a ball. And you want to talk about scoring more. Union with a 9 spot in the bottom of the first against Jefferson Morgan. They go to the second, the 1 seed in the 1A bracket, leading the Rockets 9-1. Those two teams have met several years in a row, and it has not been good for JM. Ball popped up. Shallow right center field. The two outfielders come together, and at the last second, Schumar reaches up and Hess ducks out of the way, and Mackenzie Schumar with the out, fly out to right. One out here in the third. Alexa Babrad comes to the plate. Bentworth's second baseman popped to short her first time up. Tapper up the third baseline. Tough play for Drylack. And the ball trickles into foul territory. It's a foul ball. And just enough spin on that. And Drylack realizing she didn't have a play. And as soon as that ball got outside the line, she grabbed it. Reset. Babarad back in the box. 400 average. Dropped a couple of points with that pop out in the first inning. But look to add to it here. Tapper back to the circle. Taryn Drylack gloves and throws to get the out. Two down quickly. Addison McVicker due to the plate. McVicker also popped out to short her first time up. Chartiers Houston bench pulling Brooklyn Hess in a couple of steps. Swing and a miss. Oh, something off. That was not the best fastball from Drylack. Ball up around the letters. Empty swing by McVicker. Neshanic now in front 7-1 on Laurel. I got to tell you, either one, whichever one of these teams wins this game will love to have a shot at Neshanic after what they've done to both of them over the past couple of years. Swing and a miss by McVicker, and she's behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. Bearcats in front 2-0. They got to that position three batters into the ball game. And Bentworth batting here in the top of the third with two out. McVicker hits one in the air to right center field, and it's going to get down. Fielded off the hop by Hess, and in the second with a sliding double is Addison McVicker. One of the neat things about where we work here at Pleasant Valley, we have Bentworth fans right around us. We have Chartiers Houston fans right around us. And you know, they can all just get along, and that's really an enjoyable thing. Not all that common in these troubled times in which we live. Really few of us have all those big troubles. First pitch to Tater, takes low for a ball. Fourth hit of the game for Bentworth, their second extra base hit. Taryn Drylack winds and deals the 1-0 pitch to the plate, called strike. A little tail there ran away from the plate, but count even up at 1-1. Tater walked her first time up, led off the second, first of three walks the inning eventually produced. Tater takes low and away for a ball. 2-1. And Neshanic and Laurel go to the bottom of the seventh. The one seed Spartans down six in their final inning at the plate. Tater hits one in the air to right and over to make the catch. Running grab, Mackenzie Schumar tracks down a drive that would have produced another run. The inning is over, but an outstanding running play by Mackenzie Schumar. A two-out double and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Bottom of the third, bottom of the Chartiers Houston batting order. Bucks Mackenzie Schumar will come to the plate. But tracked down that drive into the gap defensively to end the top of the inning. Leads off here, despite what that old adage is, you make a great play and you lead off. That just doesn't happen all that often, to be honest. You check it out. Gonglick's first pitch in for a strike. Here comes the 0-1. Schumar hits a comebacker on one hop. Catch, throw, and retire the nine hitter. Now we go back to the top of the batting order. Brooklyn Hess bunted into a ground out on the first pitch of that first inning. One hit, one walk allowed by Gonglick. First time through the batting order. Hess, the left-handed hitting center fielder, stands in. Here comes the first pitch. Strike call. and check that. My apologies. I didn't hear that as well. It was somebody else yelling something. Third baseman Lindley up the line just in case. Gong with long time between pitches there brings a pitch in for a called strike. Just to note that player that keeps getting in the shot there, and the camera shot is center fielder Sophia Gossa directly between our camera and the home plate area. Gossa will move a little bit as Gonglick starts her windup. 1-1, swing and a miss. It's 1-2, run up and slap attempt. There's Sophia Gossa from our other camera. Ethan Spazarski handling that. Now 1-2 the count. Gonglick to Hess, misses high. That swing, though, and my apologies. Swing and a miss. The slap hitter down on strikes. Two out here in the third. Six straight since the Drylack Wriggle back-to-back base reaches. Batter here is Lauren Rush. Fly out to right field. Buck shortstop swings at the first pitch, flares this one into shallow left for a base hit. Second hit of the game for Chartiers Houston. Both of them coming after two outs. And Drylack comes to the plate. Kiara Drylack, who had the other hit back in the first. Lauren Rush, 1-for-2 today. Drylack, 1-for-1, pushing that batting average up towards 600. 2-0 Bentworth leads. Chartiers Houston trying to change that with two out here in the third. First pitch in for a called strike. Waist high. Laurel with a couple of runs across in the bottom of the seventh. Still batting with nobody out. 7-3 Neshanic leads there. That's in the other 2A semifinal. Fastball strike called at the thighs. And now Kira Drylack in an 0-2 hole. A lot of folks to say thanks to including Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. Wishing the Bucks good luck for driving for another WPIL championship. Swing and a miss. Side retired. Couple of strikeouts in the inning after and one of them after the two-out base hit. No runs a hit. A runner left on. We've played three. It's Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Go to the top of the fourth inning. We're at the nine spot in the Bentworth batting order. Lauren Lustig will lead off. I mentioned that both of these teams would like something to do with Neshanic here. Last year, Neshanic beat Chartiers Houston 7-1 in the WPIL final, one round after beating Bentworth 4-1 in the semis. First pitch to Lustig, misses low for a ball. The year before that, Nishanik blanked Bentworth in the championship game, 3-0. So a little something for the Lancers, perhaps, forever wins this game. Of course, whoever loses this game, if Laurel rallies, the loser of this game would get Nishanik. Lustig takes a pitch for a called strike. 1-1 the count. Nine, 1-2 due up. Similar situation to the second inning. After Lustig's at bat in the second, she put down a sacrifice. Swings and misses here. She put down a sacrifice to move Tater to second base. But then Chartres Houston coaches elected to intentionally walk Sydney Gonglick. And then when Sophia Gossett grounded out, they intentionally walked Michaela Gonglick and got a strikeout to get out of the inning. Pitch tails down and away for a ball, 2-2. Lustig, 275 hitter. Slotted here in the 9 spot in this batting order. Taryn Drylack gets the sign, deals the 2-2. Roller foul over toward the first base dugout fence. Buddy will reset. We'll do this again. Union leading Jefferson Morgan now 13-1 in the second. Here it's Bentworth leading Chartres Houston 2-0. Pitch tails low and away for a ball. Fills the count to 3-2. Laurel has pulled to within 7-4 with 2-1 and nobody out in the home half of the seventh. That game at Mohawk High School. Here's the payoff pitch. Lustig called out on strikes. Second strikeout of the game for Taryn Drylack. Pretty good looking pitch, catching probably half the ball over the inside edge of the plate. Back to the top of the order, and Sydney Gonglick flared a double on the first pitch she saw. Takes a pitch low and away for ball one. And then scored two batters later on a pass ball, scored from second. Drylack brings the 1-0. That's in the turf. Two balls and no strikes. And the challenge here for great hitters in situations like this, and talked about this a couple of years ago when Casey Alderson was being challenged this way, you can't swing at pitches that aren't hittable and give an out away if they're going to walk you. That pitch outside, ball three. But when you're an outstanding player, you want to contribute, and sometimes you have to be willing to allow that contribution to be a base on balls. Gonglick working up in the batter's box. 3-0, well off the plate, ball four. Fourth walk of the game allowed by Taryn Drylack. Second time Gonglick has walked. Sydney, that is. And now Sophia Gossett a bat. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. The Bearcats have stranded 6 base runners through 3 frames. Ball popped up, foul, straight back and out of play. Wonder if we might see Gossett take a pitch there and see if Gonglick was going to run. Has 11 stolen bases on the year. Gossett, the team leader in steals with 15. No balls, one strike. Drylack deals. Gossett takes low for a ball. Gonglick does not run. The one thing that has done, her threat to run, has the shortstop rush cheating towards second with the pitch in case needs to cover up there. One ball, one strike to Sophia Gossa. Drylak delivers. Ball was bunted. Third baseman Kier. Drylak handles that. Sacrifice. But now first base is open. 5-4 on the sacrifice. Now let's see if the Bucks elect to pitch to the younger sister. Nope, they are not. Intentional walk. And once again, the bat gets handed to Nora Lindley. Two out. Runners at first and second. Nora Lindley with a foul out and a strikeout. Went down swinging to end the second inning. Batting in a similar situation, though not bases loaded here. Taryn Drylak's first pitch, a fastball way outside. Be interesting to see what the base runners would do should a ball get away at the plate. I mean, you got to take the base, obviously. But that also opens the bag. Pitch called a strike. Ball appeared to be off the plate. Yep, that ball was outside. Ball and a strike. Swing and a miss, and you know, and that's what the call of a pitch that's really outside does to the batter. You got to swing at that same pitch coming again. So now 1-2 to Nora Lindley. And umpire, you know, officials, high school officials, they do a great job. But I'm just going to say, I think Sam Pugliese missed that pitch. And now Lindley waves and goes down on strikes to end the inning. Second time she struck out, stranded five base runners in the ball game. The strikeout, the third of the game for Drylak. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Your score, Bentworth 2, Chartres Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
We get a final score from Mohawk High School. The 5-seed Neshannock Lancers with a 7-5 win. And on to the WPIL championship game again. Neshannock will play the winner of our game. Laurel will play the loser. That third place game is simply for seeding into the state tournament. All four teams have already qualified. Sean Arrigo leads off the Chartres Houston fourth inning. 2-0 Bentworth in front. Fastball to Arrigo, misses high for ball one. Gonglet gets the sign. Right-hander rocks and deals. 1-0 to Riggle at the knees for a called strike. Center field camera getting rocked a little bit by a guy leaning on the fence. 1-1, fouled off straight back. One and two the count. Wriggled a four-hitter, 500 batting average on the season. Walked her first time up. Gonglick slips just as she's delivering that pitch. Boy, and you got to watch that. That's the kind of move that you end up pulling a groin muscle. Yeah, her left foot slipped out from under her. Count is even at 2-2. Riegel leading off the fourth. 2-2 pitch, fouled off. Boy, and you could see a little, maybe a little tentative situation there for Michaela Gonglin. You know, you slip like that, and you're not as confident when you step the next time, but just try to settle in and make sure, you know, you can count on that. Wristband checked. Gonglick brings the 2-2. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed. Four strikeouts in the game for Gonglick. Back-to-back, one to end the third, one to open the fourth. We'll bring up Taryn Drylack, who popped out to short to end the only real threat the Bucks have had today. That with two on and two out in the first inning. One out in the Chartiers Houston fourth. Ball popped up, foul territory. Going to drift back behind the third base dugout. Got that ball in on the hands against the hitter. Bentworth at the 19-2 mark. Bearcats lost two of their last three. Oh, they were to Elizabeth Forward and to South Park. You may have heard they were number one seeds in each of their brackets. Fastball tails in, a ball and a strike. Chartiers Houston's losses to University High School out of Morgantown. And then to the one seed in the 1A bracket, the Union Scotties. Ball and a strike to Taryn Drylack. Fly ball into left center field. Sophia Gossa called it. Got the hand out to make sure Bonazzoli not only heard but recognized that that play was covered. And Gossa with the catch for the second out here in the fourth. Zaylee Fawner, the designated player, stands in. Fawner, 4 for 12 on the season. Campaign delayed by an injury, but ready to go. Popped out to the pitcher, Sydney Gonglick. First pitch, called a strike. That's the same pitch that that happened. And you get a look at this and yep, that's the you know, consistent. That's what you want for an umpire. But no balls and a strike to Fawner. Fastball high. 1-1 the count. After two out in the first, Chartiers Houston got a single and a walk. Only one batter has reached base since then. Pitch off the edge. 2-1. 9 of the last 10 batters retired. 4 of them by strikeout. 2 others handled by Gonglick. One on a pop out, one on a comebacker. Comes the 2-1. Ball stroked foul. That one's going to get out of play and off the roof of the concession and restroom facility here. Those of you watching on NFHS, the view that you have right there from our center field camera, that camera is actually about 4 feet from where I'm seated. I'll give you an idea of our vantage point as well. 2-2, flared foul again. What was that? We're somewhere over here. Hey, yeah, that's me, right behind that light pole. 2-2 the count on Zaylee Fawner. Batting here with two out in the bottom of the fourth. 2-2 misses outside changeup. Now the count full. The only base runners that Chartiers Houston has had today have come after two outs. Kiara Drylack's single and Shauna Riggle's walk in the first, and the Lauren Rush single in the third. Three balls, two strikes to Fawner. Fastball misses high. Second walk of the game allowed by Gonglick. And that'll bring up Aubrey Randolph. Good speed in the batter's box. Fawner called out on strikes her first time up. Batting here with a runner at first and two out in the fourth. 2-0, Bentworth in front. Ball is bunted. Third baseman Lindley gloves and throws, and Randolph retired to end the inning. Once again, the Bucks try to put things in motion by bunting to third, and they come up empty. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a runner left on. We've played four. It's Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
We go to the top of the fifth. Zoe McDonald leads off for Bentworth. Takes the first pitch outside for a ball, I thought. Nope. McDonald, a single and a fly out in her two at-bats. Roller up the first base line. First of two fly balls hit in that third inning to right field. The one that McDonald hit, a little confusion there between Hess and Schumar before Schumar took control and Hess ducked out of the way. The inning ended with a great running grab by Schumar on a ball laced for the gap. Ground ball back to the pitcher, handled by Drylack. Throw on to Holland back for the first out. Bentworth with just one hit since the first inning. But plenty of base runners, three walks in the second, two walks, both intentional in the fourth. One out here in the fifth, Alexa Babarad to the plate. Babarad pulls the first pitch, foul just wide of third. Other action, 5A softball semis, number one seed Shaler leading 8-0 after four against the 5-seed Baldwin. Winner of that game gets the 11-seed North Hills. Ball ripped through the 5-6 hole on the ground into left field. Base hit for Alexa Babarad. Her first hit of the day. And that's five hits now for Bentworth. That'll bring up Addison McVicker, who doubled back in the third inning. And I just got to think, with what North Hills has done already, they hope Shaler gets to the final, because their run through the playoffs would have been to beat the 6 seed, the 3 seed, the 2 seed, the 1 seed. McVicker stands in, first pitch, ball hit on a soft liner to Lauren Rush. And handled there, 2 outs in the inning. A 2 out and a runner at first for Bentworth. Taryn Drylack has done good work getting around the Gonglick sisters, intentionally walking Sydney once and Michaela twice. Also walked Sid in the fourth inning. Didn't just do the wave around, but threw 4 pitches well off the zone. First pitch here to Haley Tater, the 8 hitter. It's off the mark. Tater hit that line shot into the gap that Schumar tracked down. Would have scored a run if she didn't. Swing and a miss. Tater comes up empty. Three hits in the first 5 batters for Bentworth in the game. Had 2 runs across, 3 batters in. And that's where we stand right now, 2-0. Pitch to Tater. Well, something off of it, in for a called strike on the inner half. Second game here at Pleasant Valley, scheduled for a 6 o'clock start. A 1A, 2-3 matchup, Carmichael's in West Green. One 2 pitch, runner on the move, the throw not in time, and it gets into center field, throw into third, not in time. A steal for Babarad, her 3rd steal of the year, and an error catcher. First error of the ball game by either team. Tater took that pitch just high for a ball. That evens the count at 2-2. Hess back in that playup, came up throwing. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Tater. It, on the ground, rolled to the pitcher, Drylack, and flips to first for the out. Bentworth gets no runs, a hit, an error, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Coach Guy Monacalva for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, here to invite you to become a member of our chapter and help celebrate the stories of these outstanding athletes, coaches, and teams. For just $10, you'll have the opportunity to vote for respected athletes, coaches, and teams of yesteryear as we recognize these sports figures for their contributions to our rich athletic tradition. We're the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook and be a part of something exceptional.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
Bottom of the 5th inning, Sydney English leads off, takes the first pitch for a called strike. And that pitch that's been at least in the river away from right-handed hitters. Comes Gonglick's 0-1, fastball at the waist for a called strike. It's 0-2. Both teams are going to get the heart of their batting orders to the plate at least one more time. Dentworth with the 2-0 lead. The Bearcats have stranded seven. Chartiers Houston, four runners left on base through four innings. English pops one up. Third baseline, Nora Lindley calls for it and makes the grab. And I believe that ball, yes, in foul territory. So the foul out to Lindley. That'll bring up the third baseman, Mackenzie Schumar. Grounded back to the circle in her only at bat. Two hits, two walks allowed by Gonglick through four and a third. Fastball, strike called, inner part of the plate. Now 110 innings of work. Gonglick has allowed 33 base hits. And just 17 walks, so 110 innings, 50 walks and hits combined. Line shot foul over onto the building along the foul line. No balls and two strikes to the nine-hitter Schumar. Pitch into turf, knocked down by McDonald. Boy, that reminds you back to that Bentworth first inning when a pass ball went through the catcher and got to the backstop and ended up two bases for the base runners. A little breeze kick up here once again. Gonglick gets the sign. Schumar awaits. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fifth strikeout in the game. Two outs here in the fifth. And that's five straight innings where Sidney Gonglick and the defense has gotten the first two batters out. Four base runners so far for Chartiers Houston, and all of them getting on with two out in the inning. Here comes Brooklyn Hess. Her 508 average dropped a few points with an 0-for-2 today. A bunt out on the grounder and a strikeout. Shows bunt, takes a pitch outside edge, strike called. Winner of this game gets Neshanic, a 7-5 winner against Laurel. That'll be in the WPIL finals Wednesday or Thursday. Ball bunted, Gonglick will field, throws on in time to get the out, and Chartiers Houston retired in order for the second time in the ball game. We played five, Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod-Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. For generations, W&J has lived right in the heart of Washington, learning alongside our neighbors, lending a hand, and building traditions that connect us. We are committed to being present, supportive, and engaged in the community we're proud to call home. We celebrate our shared history, and we look forward to building the future together. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Top of the sixth inning, nine-hitter for Bentworth. Lauren Lustig to lead off. And I said something earlier, and in regards to the intentional walks to the Gonglick sisters, and the fact that the Buccaneers, Chartres Houston head coaches, know what that's like for a player. I mentioned their daughter Casey and what she battled with, and mistakenly said both her junior and senior years. Of course, her senior year never happened because of COVID. One of the great losses for an entire generation was that entire year after the district basketball playoffs, the rest of the basketball season, the spring sports all together wiped out. Ball and two strikes to Lauren Lustig. Taryn Drylak got a strikeout of Lustig to open the fourth inning. Ground ball past the third baseman to the hole with short. Rushes throw in time. Good play there. When that ball got by the third baseman, Kiara Drylak thought there was a chance, but Lustig retired 6-3. And now back to the top of the order. Last time that Sidney Gonglick batted in this situation was one out in the fourth, and she did not see a pitch that was hittable. See what the Alderson coaching trust decides to do here. Pitch outside for a ball. One of the things that when I talked with Dan about this situation, Dan Alderson, yesterday, one of the things that he talked about was that they chose to crowd the plate, and if the pitcher made a mistake and threw something hittable, then just be ready for it. But if not, be willing to take the walk. Sidney Gonglick has walked twice after her first pitch double. She just reached out and stroked the ball into the right center gap. Didn't get all the way to the fence, but with her speed, now hits a roller up the first baseline. Foul. Nate, can we get that pitch again? Can we see that again? Just watch where this pitch comes to the plate. Catcher moving way out. That ball actually was over the batter's box line away, but Gonglick a little closer to the plate there and tried to do that very thing that Coach Alderson from Chartres Houston talked about. The 2-1, that one further out, and Drylak not taking any chances there. It's a 3-1 count. Gonglick looks to be a couple of inches closer to the plate on this setup than she was on 2-1. Drylak's pitch through the other batter's box, and it's the third walk of the game given to the junior outstanding hitter. 5.08 coming in. That's up a couple of points on a one-for-one day. It's now six walks allowed by Drylak, but three of them absolutely intentional, the wave by, and the last two walks to Sidney Gonglick have been very intentional about it. Sophia Gossa stands in, shows bunt, takes a pitch for a strike. Sidney Gonglick heading for second, and they're going to get the out call, I believe. And I'm not sure. Yeah, they called Sidney Gonglick out at second. And she got up asking for time. Oh, my. Slid in safely by the replay. And, of course, there is no replay available in high school. But it certainly looked like Gonglick was in safe. That's the first time she's been caught stealing this year. And the throw, you know, give credit there to English. Her throw was there probably before Gonglick, but it was short of the bag, and Rush had to reach back, and it looked like Gonglick had a hand on the base when the tag came, but the out call, and therefore, because the umpire said she was out, she's out. 2-1 to Sophia Gossa, batting now with nobody on and two outs. Gossa takes away ball three. Two runs in the first three batters for Bentworth in the first inning. Nobody scored for either team since. Gossett takes a pitch in the inner half for a called strike. Three balls, two strikes, two out and nobody on. Top six, Gossett beats it in the ground. Third baseman Kiara Drylak gloves and throws, and the side is retired. A one-out walk, but a caught stealing, and nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Bentworth 2, Churches Houston nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, I mentioned an inning or so ago that both teams would get the heart of their batting orders to the plate at least once. And here comes Chartiers Houston. 2-3-4 due up, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning. A couple of other softball semis have gone final. Get you a chance to run those. First pitch to Lauren Rush misses up and away. Rush has one of two base hits on the afternoon for Chartiers Houston. A two-out single in the third. Gonglick rocks and deals the 1-0. Ball pulled down the left field line, but foul. Shaler in the 5A semis, a 10-0 win against Baldwin. So Shaler and North Hills will play for the 5A championship. By the way, our partners at Green Sports will be producing all six WPIL softball championships for NFHS next week. One ball and one strike to Lauren Rush. Gonglick's pitch hit into shallow left field, a base hit. Third hit of the game for Chartiers Houston. The first time a leadoff runner has reached base. Leadoff single for Rush. That'll bring up Kiara Drylak. Rush has one stolen base on the year. Another semifinal softball score. 4A bracket. Number one, Elizabeth Forward, a 7-5 win over Hampton. EF will play either Blackhawk or North Catholic for the 4A championship next week. First pitch swinging, fouled off by Drylak. She singled with two out in the first inning. Gonglick's pitch, bunt put down. Third baseman Lindley will throw to first and get the out there. The sacrifice moves Rush to second. Shauna Riggle to the plate now. Riggle with four home runs on the season. A walk and a strikeout in today's game. First pitch is a called strike. Chartiers Houston won the 2024 1A championship, then lost in the 2A finals last year to Neshanic, one round after the Lancers eliminated Bentworth. Ball, little flare foul wide of the first base bag. And now an 0-2 count on Shauna Riggle. Riggle and Rush, the two senior starters for Chartiers Houston. Rush is on at second, Riggle in the batter's box, trying to get back to the WPIL championship game. Gonglet gets the sign and brings the 0-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. Brought that ball up above the waist. Six strikeouts. Watch the location of this pitch. Brought it up. Made sure that Riggle could see that one. Got that actually up above the letters or right at the letters. Two out in the sixth now. And going to get a timeout and a trip to the circle. Marty Gonglet going to bring the infielders in. Boy, it sounded like the going to make a change, but and indeed they are. Looked like the call was that that Gossett was going to come in to play short, but Michaela Gonglick talking things over. I mean, they got instructions from Marty. The question is, should there be a base hit? Maybe that's what this discussion, if there's a hit to the outfield, what are you doing with the ball? You know, the tying run is the batter. And so maybe the Bearcats have decided that should the ball get to the outfield that they're not throwing home. We'll see. Taryn Drylak stands in. Drylak 0 for 2. Fly ball, foul territory, third base side over near the goalpost. And the ball drops in play but in foul territory. And that's one of the pieces that I don't like about Pleasant Valley is the football goalposts that are inside the playing area, but in foul territory, obviously. But that clearly spooked off Gonglick from chasing that down. Here comes the 0-1 to Drylak. Fastball above the letters. And obviously the support post is both padded and cordoned off. But, you know, you get that out of the corner of your eye and you think you're right at the fence, and that's not the case. Ball and a strike. Ball ripped into left field. Coming up is Bonazzoli. Doesn't play it cleanly. She'll play it right back into second. She wasn't going home with that anyway, but the Bucks are on the board and they get the tying run on base. 32nd RBI of the year for Taryn Drylak cuts it to a one-run ball game. Fourth hit of the game for Chartiers Houston. Two singles in this frame. And it's 2-1. Two outs here in the sixth. Batter is Zaylee Fawner, 0-for-1. Plus a walk. Drylak, the runner at first, does not have a stolen base this year. First pitch to Fawner is fisted toward the first baseman, McVicker. She'll pick it up, step on the bag, and end the inning. Chartiers Houston gets a run on two hits. They leave a runner aboard. We go to the seventh. The score now, Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricek, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation. Go Bearcats!
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
We go to the top of the seventh. Michaela Gonglick to lead off for the Bearcats. And the first pitch from Taryn Drylak way up and away. The Gonglick sisters each had hits in the first inning, and they've been walked in their five plate appearances combined since then. 1-0 to the plate. Tapper up toward the pitcher. Throw to first. Not in time. Boy, it looked like Michaela chased a pitch way off the zone there and able to beat the wrap. Base hit to lead off the seventh. Just the second time since the first inning that the Bearcats have gotten the leadoff runner aboard. Michaela Gonglick has nine stolen bases on the year. Bunt shown. Pitch taken for a called strike by Lindley. And clearly the Chartiers Houston coach's mindset here is that they want to force Bentworth for someone not named Gonglick to beat them. No balls and a strike to Lindley. That breaking ball misses way off the mark. You'll recall back in the sixth inning, after one out, Sydney Gonglick walked and tried to steal second. And looked like she had it, but the call was out at second base. The throw beat her, but it didn't appear that the tag was on before the hand got to the base. Check swing. Pitch misses high for a ball. They're going to appeal the swing, and the answer is no swing. Sam Puglisi, Ken Thomas, Tim Mahoney calling the game here this afternoon. I got word that Jake Davey is going to be the ball and strike umpire for the second game. Outstanding young softball official. Pitch up and away for a ball. 3-1 now to Lindley. Oh, infield base hit for Michaela Gonglick to open this seventh inning in a 2-1 ball game. Winner goes to the WPIO championship game against Neshanic next week at Penn West, California. 3-1 pitch popped up. Going to get back out of play behind the first base dugout. Oh, my. Guy scrambled to try to get to that foul ball and lost his footing. Certainly hope he's all right. It's just a softball. It's not worth it. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Tapper to third. Drylak will throw to second to get the lead runner. The relay not in time. So Gonglick retired. 5-4 on the force play. And Nora Lindley takes first base. One out in the inning. Here comes Zoe McDonald. So now Lindley, the base runner at first. She has five steals on the year. McDonald, a base hit in that first inning. Takes a pitch off the edge, ball one. Right-handed hitting Bentworth, catcher. One of the three seniors that was part of that championship game appearance 2 years ago. Trying to get back to the finals. Ground ball off the glove of the pitcher. Going to be a tough play for anybody. And Rush has no play. Base hit for McDonald. Her second hit of the day. The Bearcats' second hit in the inning. Now runners at first and second with one out. To Alexa Babarad, who singled her last time up. One out here in the seventh. Seven hits now in the game allowed by Taryn Drylack. Babarad pops the first pitch up, foul and out of play. Babarad, the team leader with 27 runs batted in on the year, has power, three home runs on the season. And a .400 season batting average. Lindley at second, McDonald at first. No balls and a strike. The pitch to Babarad. Strike called, inner half of the plate. And now Babarad shifts into protect mode here. Drylack gets the sign and deals. Pitch beat into the ground. Foul. Change up there from Drylack. Babarad tapped it foul. Count holds at 0-2. Bentworth scored two runs in the first. Stayed 2-0 to the bottom of the sixth. Change up almost went to the backstop. English stood up and reached up over her head to catch that. 1-2 the count now. Chargers Houston with that run in the bottom of the sixth. A two-out single for Taryn Drylack to make it a one-run game. The Bearcats trying to answer here in the top of the seventh. Get a little insurance. Ground ball into left field. Through the 5-6 hole. Runner a little slow to get into third base and now going to get tagged out coming home. Indecision by Nora Lindley. She came into third and stopped and then tried to go and got thrown out. Zoe McDonald went into third. Babarad with her second hit of the game. Bentworth with three hits in the inning, but runner forced out. And then the indecision there going into third. At that point, when you stop, you got to stop. First pitch knocked down. English finds this one on the wild pitch. Babarad takes second. We'll make that a stolen base. Babarad was running on the pitch. Runners at second and third to Addison McVicker, who doubled in three at-bats today. Pitch misses low for ball two. McVicker, a .322 average, standing in here with runners at second and third. Obviously, first base open and two out. Chargers Houston comes back to win this one. The Bearcats will look at this this bottom part of the order, and indeed, Chargers Houston is going to intentionally walk McVicker to force Haley Tater to be the instrument. Seventh walk of the ball game, and the wave around four times. Bases are loaded. First pitch to Tater. Misses low for ball one. 2-1 ball game. Bentworth leading, looking to add to it, but Bearcats need something with two outs here in the seventh, something they've not gotten the entire game. Tater takes low and away, ball two. Seven runners stranded by Bentworth. Their two runs were scored in the top of the first inning, three batters in. They have not gotten the two out clutch hits. Tater tried to change that, taps it foul. That pitch may have been tailing down and out of the zone, but Tater started, pulled it in the ground foul. We'll get a look at the Drylack 2-0 offering. Yeah, it's probably a strike. McDonald at third, Babarat at second, McVicker at first. Two balls, one strike to Haley Tater. Pops it foul to the backstop screen. Tater hit a line shot into the gap in right center field that Mackenzie Schumar broke on quickly and caught. Had a two-out drive there, but ended the inning. And now two balls and two strikes. Bentworth, eight hitter, batting with the bases loaded. Drylack winds and deals. Strike three looking. Bearcats get three hits in the inning and leave the bases loaded. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston 1 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Green Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Big thank you to Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated. Wishing the Bucks good luck driving for another WPIL championship. If the Bucks are going to do that, the 7-8-9 hitters are going to play a part, because that's where Chartiers Houston comes to the plate here in the bottom of the seventh against Sidney Gonglick. First pitch to the plate, in for a called strike to Aubrey Randolph. Randolph 0-2, a strikeout and a bunt ground ball out to third. Four hits in the game for Chartiers Houston off Gonglick, all singles. Two of them in the sixth inning that got the Bucks on the board. Fastball just off the plate. Ball and a strike. Randolph 0-2. English 0-2, a foul out and a pop out to short. And Schumar, the 9-hitter, 0-2, a comebacker and a strikeout. 2-1, Bentworth leading. Swing and a miss. Randolph now in a 1-2 hole. 306 average for Randolph. Schumar, a 422 mark in the 9 spot in the batting order. And it was Randolph and Schumar that delivered the winning run against Washington. Ball popped up in a home plate area. And getting back to make the catch in foul territory is Zoe McDonald. Get a great look at this. That ball popped straight up, and good job there by McDonald. Saw it right away. Looked back, shed the mask, and made the basket catch running away from home plate. One out here in the seventh. Batter is Sydney English. In a one-run ball game, obviously the tying run is the batter. And the potential winning run is in the on-deck. English chases a pitch running away from her, strike one. The winner gets Neshanic in the WPIL Finals. We ask for some clarification on when each game would be listed. We'll get that tomorrow, we were told. Wednesday and Thursday, WPIL Softball Championships at Lilly Field. Pitch called a strike. That one right at the knees. And now English in an 0-2 hole. For the Bucks to get back to the top of the order, somebody has to get on before two more outs accomplished. Ball lifted, foul territory, first base side, but that's going to find its way to the concession stand and now block the is going to block the gutter. The downspout's got a plug in it. I want to see Scott Moore get that foul ball now. Count holds at 0-2. Gonglick deals. Fly ball foul. Back out of play. Bentworth to the 2A championship 2 years ago and lost to Neshanic. Chartiers Houston to the title game a year ago and lost to Neshanic. Guess who's already in the 2A title game this year? Neshanic. 0-2, check swing, went around, strike three. Seventh strikeout for Sydney Gonglick. Two outs in the inning. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh, the batter is Mackenzie Schumar. Comebacker and a strikeout. Gonglick winds and deals. Schumar takes a fastball for called strike. Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston 1. Last at bat for the higher seeded Bucks. 0-1, swing and a miss. Ran that fastball in on the hands. And now 0-2. Gonglick toes the rubber. Rocks forward, rocks back, and the 0-2 to the plate. Swing and a miss. And Bentworth has knocked off the two seed Chartiers Houston. The Bentworth Bearcats are going back to the WPIL championship game next week. Really an outstanding ball game. Teams had chances, though Bentworth had more. They got the two runs early in the game and made it stand up. Your final score, we'll recap it for you shortly. Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston 1, here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
In your time of need, Rob McElvain, his daughter Sarah, and the staff at the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home will treat you as family with care, compassion, integrity, and value. These qualities have been the foundation of the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home in Houston since 1917. Whether you're interested in immediate need or pre-need arrangements for traditional or cremation services, call the McElvain Speakman Funeral Home, 724-745-2350. People you know committed to helping you through this difficult time. The McElvain Speakman Funeral Home.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company. A family-owned business in Washington, Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Welcome back to Pleasant Valley Elementary here in Peters Township, where the Bearcats are celebrating as they have earned a trip, a return trip to the WPIL Finals, and will take on the Neshanic Lancers. Just tallying up final numbers here. Let's go back and recap the scoring for you in a 2-1 ball game. This will not take very long at all. Top of the first, Sydney Gonglick, first pitch he sees, strokes a little flare ball to the split the gap in right center field, and ends up with a hustling double. And then after Sophia Gossett was hit by a pitch, a swing and a miss at the plate, and a ball went to the backstop, and the Bucks catcher did not know where the ball was, couldn't find it, and Gonglick with that speed, a two-base advance on that passed ball. Then Michaela Gonglick with a base hit to score Sophia Gossa, and Bentworth led 2-0. Score stayed that way until the top of the bottom of the sixth inning. Lauren Rush with a leadoff single for Chartiers Houston, the only base runner to reach base with less than two outs for the Bucks here this afternoon. Sacrifice moved Rush to second, and after a strikeout, Taryn Drylack singled to left field to knock in what proved to be the only run of the game. Bentworth had multiple other chances. They loaded the bases in the second inning, all by walks, but could not get a clutch hit. Two-out double in the third. A couple of walks in the fourth. A one-out single in the fifth. And then three base hits in the seventh inning, but unable to add to that two spot on their side of the ledger. For Chartiers Houston, in the first inning, a two-out single and then a walk and two left on. Two-out single in the third, a two-out walk in the fourth. That leadoff single in the sixth, and then the two-out hit for Drylack driving in their only run. Here are your totals in the ballgame. Bentworth, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 10 runners left on base. For Chartiers Houston, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error, 5 left on. Winning pitcher is Sydney Gonglick, the junior right-hander. 7 innings, allowed 1 run. It was an earned run, 4 hits, walked 2, and struck out 8. Taryn Drylack takes the loss. Her record drops to 17-3. Drylack, 7 innings, charged with both runs, both earned. Gave up 8 hits in the game, walked 7, 4 of those intentionally, and that would have been once to Sydney and twice to Michaela Gonglick, plus walking Addison McVicker in that 7th inning as well. 4 strikeouts for Drylack. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Doubled on the first pitch of the game, scored a couple of batters later on a two-base passed ball, and then crafted a real gem here in the WPIL semifinals, tossing a seven-inning, one-run, four-hit, eight-strikeout performance. Our player of the game, Sidney Gonglick, the junior who's headed to LSU and will play SEC softball a couple of years down the road. Bentworth now 20-2 on the season and heading to the WPIL Finals against Neshantuq. Chartiers Houston drops to 18-3. The Bucks have already clinched a PIAA playoff spot. Chartiers Houston and Laurel will play next week for third place, but that is for seeding in the bracket. And all four teams that reached the 2A semifinals have already clinched their spot into the action that will get underway on June the 1st. The PIAA baseball and softball playoffs set to open on Monday, the 1st of June. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS has been brought to you in part by Walsh Valve and Specialty Incorporated, wishing the Bucks good luck driving to the PIAA playoffs. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. By Schweinebraten Bus Lines, looking for drivers like you. By Washington and Jefferson College, moving forward together with Washington. By McIlvain Speakman Funeral Home, people you know committing to helping you through a difficult time. By Visit Green, Green County, something for everyone. Log on visitgreen.org. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By Bell Print & Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience gives your case the attention it deserves. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Our playoff coverage will take the holiday weekend off, and then we have a pair of WPIL finals on WJPA AM next week. Fort Cherry Neshantuq baseball from EQT Park, and Bentworth Neshantuq in the 2A softball championship game at Penn West, California. Dates and times have not yet been released by the league. Our thanks to head coaches Tricia Alderson, Jack Kramer, and to their staffs, to Mark Elphinstone, Justin Piles, and the crew here at Peters Township. For our on-site producer Nate Rigotti, Ethan Spazarski on camera, Jacob Knisner in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks for being with us here on Pennsylvania's radio sports leader for more than 80 years. From the WPIL 2A softball semifinals at Pleasant Valley, your final score, Bentworth 2, Chartiers Houston 1. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network on NFHS.